Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out around with me today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Now, a year ago today, basically. A year ago today. We celebrated St. Patrick's Day with our favorite Irishman, John O'Donoghue. And we, because of scheduling conflicts, we weren't able to get him in the other times of the year that we often did. Like he was often here on Good Friday. He was often here on which this year, both of those come in the same week, don't they? That hasn't happened. I can't remember the last time that happened, but he would be here on St. Patrick's Day. He might be here on Good Friday, and he often was with me. John O'Donoghue was often with me on Christmas Day. He did many Christmas Day shows with me over the years since 98. And John O'Donoghue, as you've heard me say before, is our favorite Irishman that I know, and is certainly our most important Irishman in the Brain Trust. He wrote the book Anam Cara, and his newest book is called To Bless the Space Between Us. And I'm sad to say, folks, we lost John in January, and I only just found this out recently. So today we're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and the life of John O'Donoghue with a man who knew him better than I did. His name is Trace Murphy. He was the editor of the new book, To Bless the Space Between Us. Trace, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Happy St. Patrick's Day. John would be so upset, Trace, if you and I were maudlin today.
I think so.
He would be so upset. In fact, he'll figure out a way to haunt me or something if he thought we were going to be maudlin today, especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, if there is anything about John, I think that people that really knew him well always remarked on was his great sense of humor and his openness and warmth, and I completely agree. He wouldn't want any teary eyes here.
I've already done that, and folks, I want you to know and let me go back and find these. If you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you go to my Brain Trust list, the alphabetical listing of the Brain Trust, and you see under his name, you go under archives, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or 8 of archives of past interviews that he's done with us over the years. And there's some that are lost, some that we lost them. They aren't there anymore, but there's 7 or 8, Trace, interviews that he did with us that we still have captured. And I wonder if anybody else has ever actually captured his voice the way we have. And I hope you'll pass along to the family that we have these, and they can actually download those and burn them onto a CD if they want.
I will certainly pass it on. You know, everything was so sudden, you know, with John's death, and that it is. We can see that it's going to take a very long time to sort of account for everything that is out there from him. But I know that the family would treasure it, and thank you. Thank you for preserving what he shared.
Well, and as long as I'm alive, and as long as we're able to you know, maintain this website, I'm going to keep those up, and they're still wonderful. They're wonderful visits. But I actually have spoken with his mother before.
Mm-hmm.
And at times when I've called him at his mother's house, I've spoken to his mother, and John was 52 years old, ladies and gentlemen. He just celebrated his birthday, Trace was telling me, and folks, one great thing about what has happened, Trace, is that John went to sleep on January, the night of January 3rd, I think, and he woke up in heaven. I mean, how great a way is that to go, Trace?
Well, that's what a lot of people wish for, and certainly if there was some peace in his life, it's heartening to know that he would wake up in heaven in that way. It almost balances the grief that you feel at the loss of such a great mind.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, John started his career basically as a Catholic priest, and then he became more of a scholar and a teacher and a poet and an outstanding writer. And when we come back, we're going to share some of the things that are very, very Irish. And that's some of the great writings of John O'Donohue, and including the new book, To Bless the Space Between Us, which our guest Trace Murphy edited for him, by John O'Donohue. And I'll be right back. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're back. It's 17 till. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day by celebrating the life of a man that I consider to be my friend, John O'Donohue. We're doing that with a man who knew him well, Trace Murphy, the editor of John's new book, To Bless the Space Between Us. Trace, you were talking about John's sense of humor.
Yes.
Whenever I would say, I'd call him and I'd say, you know, it'd be long distance across the ocean, you know, and I'd say, John, how you doing? He'd say, oh, I'm not too depressed. Isn't that I'll never forget him saying, oh, I'm not too depressed. That, you know, always said, now what I want to do now, folks, is Trace, I want to read something from John's first book, and then while I'm doing this, and I know you've already got some things ready, I want you to tell us about what you love about the new book, To Bless the Space Between Us. But folks, this is a book that has marked me as much as any book I've ever known, called Anam Caras, John's first book, and you got to go buy this book and the new book both, but you can't have a John O'Donohue collection without Anam Caras, as far as I'm concerned, and Trace, I know you agree with me about that.
I agree. Absolutely.
Okay, here's my favorite, other than some of the blessings, which I've read many times on the show, folks. You know that I have. Trace, here's my favorite passage of all the books that he's written, and it's in Anam Caras, and it's called, and I think this is appropriate as we celebrate John's life. It's on page 123 of Anam Caras. One of the greatest sins is the unlived life. In the Western tradition, we were taught many things about the nature of negativity and the nature of sin, but we were never told that one of the greatest sins is the unlived life. We are sent into the world to live to the full everything that awakens within us and everything that comes toward us. It is a lonely experience to be at the deathbed of someone who is full of regret, to hear him say how he would love another year to do the things his heart had always dreamed of, but believed he could never do until he retired. Now, there are many more passages in here, Trace, that I'm not going to read right now, but isn't that a fitting passage to read as we celebrate John O'Donohue?
It is. It resonates, I think, with something that John talked about very often, which was, he would often quote his favorite Meister Eckhart, I believe 12th century mystic, sorry if I'm getting the century wrong, who said something to the effect that there is a place within every human heart that has never been touched by the physical or the pain or anything of life, and that in that place was your soul was alive and unstained, as it were, and that he felt that within every person there was this true purity, this true connection with your heart's desire, and that to not connect with that, to not see through what your true being represented, that, as you say in that passage there, that is sad and regretful. So much of his work in Anamkara and subsequent work is about connecting that true place deep within you and bringing that out into everything that you do in everyday life.
That and I think John would like it if to hear me say that I believed that he was not a victim of that sin.
Oh, absolutely.
That he was not a victim of the unlived life. He lived his life, and he gave back to people, and because so many people went to Ireland, he took them on tours that they would never forget. And now, do you have something that you'd like to talk about from the new book to bless the space between us that is appropriate for now?
Well, what I would like to say about the book in and itself is that I think that that when one gets a book of blessings, you feel like these are things that are appropriate for toast, and they're sort of things that are directed out at someone, maybe the appropriate word for the appropriate occasion. And then certainly, in some respects, that's true of what John's original blessings are here. And the book itself is a collection of blessings for both everyday events, such as waking up in the morning and greeting the day, and extraordinary life changes like getting married and having a child and facing death. But what is important, I think, about what the point John makes in the book is that the blessing is about connecting to the other person, almost, you know, that point of your true self to the other's true self. And early in the book, he distinguishes the blessing from a poem. A poem, he says, and he was a poet, as you well know, a poem is in itself contained from the first word to the last word, and it's a world unto itself. But the blessing is open. A blessing goes out into the world. It goes out, and one of the most important aspects of John's philosophy, his outlook on life, was the notion of threshold, the notion of dealing with change and transition, and that we all live in sort of a liminal state. We all live on the edge of something, and that the blessing, in whatever context, is meant to carry us across that transition.
Trace, stand by. Trace Murphy is our guest, folks. In this book, this new book, To Bless the Space Between Us, there are dozens and dozens of blessings for everything you can think of. It's just wonderful. When we come back, a blessing about your Anamkara. Stand by. From the music of a great poet, Dan Fogelberg, also recently passed, to the words of a great poet, John O'Donohue. This is a friendship blessing, ladies and gentlemen, and one of my favorites. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. Folks, that's my favorite passage from all the things John has ever done. And it's the kind of thing that he replicates and expands in the new book, To Bless the Space Between Us. We're celebrating John O'Donohue as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Trace Murphy is our guest and knew him well. He's the editor of the newest book. Trace, that is my favorite passage of all of the things that John wrote.
He Sorry, taught my me own, a, my ahead. Own favorite.
Yeah, he taught me what the concept of Anamkara, and I look forward to seeing him one day, Trace.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that what happened to him happens to me. I hope I go to sleep one night and wake up in heaven.
Well, my Irish grandmother always prayed for a happy death, a peaceful death. It's certainly common to many cultures, and we're glad that at least that he had that.
Talk to us about, by the way, the book, To Bless the Space Between Us, is available wherever books are sold now?
That is correct.
Are there any other books? Is there anything else that he was working on that we think we might see in the future? Or is this going to be the last?
Well, obviously, I mean, as we reflect on John, it's with both joy and sadness. And one of the things that brings sadness to me is that the last time I saw him, we had lunch last fall, and he had a head full of steam about all the books that he was going to write. You know, he said, "I want to write a book about this. I want to and this," and so full of ideas, and to know, and thinking on each of the topics that he was talking about, I just knew that John would bring something magical to each of these things, just as he unlocked so many doors already in the books that he had written. So it's with pain, you know, that we think about the things that might have been. But there is some material out there that he was working on for a very long time. A book I mentioned, Meister Eckhart, and he was working quite extensively on that. It's a large book, and may be prepared for publication at some point in the near future.
I hope you'll make sure that we know about that.
Absolutely,
Trace.
And as with any other project that might come into being.
You know, Trace, as my audience probably knows, we've been doing this now for over 10 years, this show, and so we get lots and lots of books in every week. People wanting us to look at their books and talk to my audience about their books, introduce them to my audience, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot, we get a lot more in than we actually allow on the show, because we're pretty selective about who we put on our show. But you know, Trace, and my audience may remember this, I found John's book before I found John.
Mm-hmm.
I found Anam Cara before I found John. I stumbled onto John. I stumbled onto his book, and then I stumbled onto him through a mutual friend, Jack Carew, and so folks, John's book came to me different from most other of these other books. I found his book and loved it, and then put it on, not the other way around. And so that, I think that says something about what he's done. Trace, I hope he's pulling a pint in heaven right now. What do you think?
Well, to be sure, I'm sure he's having a good smile on looking down on look being with us and looking down on us, if that's what it is. So he's with us still.
Is there a website you want to give us?
Well, just to say that the book is available wherever books are sold, be it Amazon.com, BNN.com, or your local bookseller. And if you'd like more information about John, I suggest that you go to his website. I believe it's johnodonahue.com.
Yep.
But if you just search on Google, you'll find information there about John, recent postings.
And folks, be sure to go back and listen to the interviews. Find him in our Brain Trust and listen to those interviews. They're all still good. Hey, Trace, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. It's
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for helping us celebrate John. Got to go, folks. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.